Not everybody's had an awful lockdown. I mean, it's been better for some than others. It certainly has been good for MultiChoice. Tim Jacobs is the Chief Financial Officer at MultiChoice. You've got a million more customers than you had this time last year. Is it all COVID-related? Is it all part of a trend? What's been driving that, Tim?
Hi there, Bruce, and hi to all your listeners. Bruce, I think it's a combination of things. I think certainly we've benefited from the lockdown, from people spending time at home. But equally, we've been driving a significant amount of retention in the residential market, specifically to offset the weakness that we've seen in the commercial side of our business. So if you think about people in the hospitality sector, not only were they locked down for 3 months, but I think business, the recovery of business has been really slow, and we've seen that slowdown in our numbers as well. So very strong residential performance and weaker commercial customer performance.
When you say you drive retention, I mean, I saw my price of my DStv subscription go up. That's not driving retention, is it?
Well, you may not be the target market for our retention drive.
Okay. All right, then. I'll cancel tomorrow.
if we look across the continent, a lot of people are motivated to continue to pay, but they sometimes need a little bit of a push and a little bit of encouragement. So we've got dedicated teams that will, that will follow up, try and understand why people have disconnected and encourage them to reconnect. And that has been a very strong focus over the last 3 months.
How many of the people that you are serving? I mean, I get satellite is a very important distribution to 58% of your customers who are outside of South Africa. South Africa, though, finding more and more fiber connections, and there's an application now on smart TVs where you don't need the satellite dish. It doesn't matter if it's raining cats and dogs in Randburg. You don't get interrupted signal. It's a great innovation. You're into the streaming business now as well as satellite delivery. What's the breakdown there?
Yeah, so we don't give specific breakdowns, but what I can say is that the 20.1 million subscribers that we disclose, that's our linear business. We are seeing a good amount of traction on the what we call the OTT or the internet side of our business. We've grown that user base by 26% over the last 6 months. So I think good traction on both sides. I think the limitation on the internet side of our business is still connectivity and data costs. But we're seeing that is slowly changing, and of course we need to make sure that we're positioned so that depending on how consumers want to consume our products, we can go either direction.
Because one looks at Telkom and the SABC coming after part of your market as well. There was that announcement. We spoke to Sipho Maseko about their latest attempt to try and get access to individuals in the home and in the office. Are you worried about this sort of competition? Because for many years you've been able to bat competition away. But suddenly this feels a bit more serious. This is Telkom, which can get the fiber into the home and add in an element of SABC broadcast on there. And they may very well have a business model that could work.
Yeah, look, I think it's a combination of being both an opportunity and a threat. On the one side, we have a competitor in the marketplace, and we've never taken competition lightly. But at the same time, it's an opportunity because for the first time, I think consumers in South Africa are able to have a look at what another service provider's got to offer and compare something to us. We often get criticized, for example, for repeats or for not having fresh content. And the reason for that criticism is because there's no basis for comparison. And I think once we have some competitors in the marketplace, that will definitely help us to establish that that differential between our products and everyone else's.
And Tim, would you collect the SABC's license fees if you were asked to do so? And the SABC is going through a process right now of trying to find ways of actually extracting revenue from people who don't pay. They've got TVs. They don't feel the need to get a TV license. SABC heavily dependent on the TV license. But people who use your services don't see why they should be paying for a TV license. The idea is that they could lean on Netflix and on Apple TV and on you. And you're easier to lean on because they know where you live. Would you be open to it, or is it... are they on a hiding to nothing, do you think?
I think the difficulty is in the implementation. I don't think it's that we've got, that we have a particular view one way or the other, as long as it's a pragmatic solution. And of course, we're guided by the regulations. Right now, the regulations do not allow broadcast services to collect license fees. So it's not even a debate at the moment. But certainly that would be something that we would engage with the regulators, once it comes up for discussion.
I wonder how it would affect your entry-level market. I mean, what's the cheapest package you can get from DStv? 100 and what, 30 bucks? Where is it?
No, our cheapest package is about 39 rand.
39, but the thing is, on 39 rand, for example, for a package, if you're going to add, I don't know, 15 rand a month over 12 months for a TV license fee, that's an extra 50% for many households, and it could be the straw that breaks the camel's back. I mean, this could actually undermine your business, couldn't it?
Yeah, and these are exactly the kind of discussions, the pragmatic side of this that we need to think through. Not only that, our customers don't always tend to stay on subscribe for an entire year. We often see them coming in and out of our base all the time. And so the question will then become, well, how do you charge and how do you recover that money? It's really complicated when you get into the real detail behind it.
No, it's deeply complicated. How did you cope without sport? I mean, the guys at Supersport were very innovative and were showing sports movies and things, but after a while, the repeats in the movies can get a bit tiresome, and at least there is some sport. We've got the Masters happening now, and that's absolutely wonderful. There's a return to normality, but there wasn't a big collapse in subscriptions as a result of a lack of sport, which I found interesting, because often the excuse people give for being on DStv is the sport.
Yeah, I think where we saw the impact was in our mix. So what we found was that people, especially on the upper tier packages, where the biggest sports packages typically sit, have downgraded through the last 6 months. And as the sport has come back, we've started to see a migration of some of that backup. So, for example, in South Africa, you'll see that our churn on premium has been much bigger than usual. And that is directly as a result of, for example, not having rugby on the top tier package. Now that sport is back again, we're obviously looking forward to, you know, re-energizing our customer base and giving them the viewing that they're really looking for.
Tim Jacobs, thank you. The MultiChoice Chief Financial Officer.
The Money Show with Bruce Whitfield was brought to you by APSA Corporate and Investment Banking, bringing you award-winning trade and working capital funding solutions to unlock the full potential of your business story. APSA is a registered FSP.